This is the first week of Star Wars fever, and only one other film is daring to open nationally. About a Boy, currently the biggest box office hit in Britain, has no lightsabers or Jedi Knights, says Bob Mondello. Just Hugh Grant and lots of laughs.
Independently wealthy, charming, and what you might call deeply shallow, Will has managed to convince himself that the old saying is wrong. Every man is an island, but staying that way and still getting dates is cumbersome. He has to keep breaking up and hurting feelings until he discovers that recently divorced single moms tend to break up with him, saying they're terribly sorry, but they're not yet ready to get serious. Hallelujah, he thinks, and joins a single parent support group, a dozen lovely women, and him, and all he has to do is invent an ex-wife who abandoned him and a child, a 2-year-old named Ned.
You know, he's a very good little boy, very brave. They've got amazing resources, don't they? Just the other day, I was thinking about my ex, and he came crawling up and put his little pudgy arms around my neck, and he said, "You hang in there, Dad."
God, that's amazing for a 2-year-old.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's very special. Very, very special. Sometimes I think, you know, he's the one taking care of me, teaching me the ways of the world.
This little performance earns Will a date with the prettiest mom in the group, but she brings along a friend who has a fatherless 12-year-old named Marcus. And after a week or so, Marcus figures out what Will is up to and shows up on his doorstep.
You don't have a kid, do you?
Well, what is it to you anyway?
Nothing. Except you've been lying to me, my mum, and my mum's friend. Can I come in?
No.
Why?
Because I'm busy.
What are you doing?
I'm watching TV.
I can watch it with you if you like.
Well, that's very nice of you, Marcus, but I usually manage on my own, thanks.
Marcus, played by a blunt little newcomer named Nicholas Holt, is not so easily dissuaded, and soon adolescent boy and equally adolescent adult, played by Hugh Grant, are more inseparable than Will had any intention of becoming. In fact, one single mom assumes their father and son, and for reasons Will cannot get the lad to understand, he goes along.
Why did you tell this lady I was your son?
No, I didn't tell her. I told you. She just got the wrong end of the stick.
Just tell her she got the wrong end of the stick.
No, can't do that.
Why not?
Oh, look, we're really going round in circles here. Just accept the facts, okay? You're my son.
I'll tell her if you like. I don't mind.
Oh, that is very kind of you, Marcus, but no.
Why not?
Oh, for Christ's sake, because she's got this rare disease, and if she believes something that's not right, then you tell her the truth, her brain will boil in her head and she'll die, okay?
This conversation leads to an oblique discussion of dating and sex, and if you know that About a Boy was directed by Paul and Chris Weitz, who made the gross-out comedy American Pie, that may briefly give you pause. But this time, their source material is a novel by Nick Hornby, whose High Fidelity was also about an overgrown kid, and they're aiming at a considerably more sophisticated palette, aiming and connecting, as it happens, with a charmingly unsentimental film about how charm can curdle in an aging Peter Pan. I'm Bob Mondello.